Unscripted. What's going on, and welcome back to another episode of Unscripted. I'm your host, Dante Tragesser, but you already knew that. Obviously, this episode is going up a little bit late on a Monday, later than usual on a Monday, but it's my fucking show and I can do whatever I want. No. I got in last night from Salt Lake City. I was visiting my friend Richie and his girlfriend Colleen, so I got in last night, and I know I said last episode that Richie was going to be on this episode, and I decided that I didn't want to, you know, go out. I didn't want to bring my shit out there over there to Salt Lake, and then bring, you know, make him. I didn't want to have him like, you know, like, yo, you got to sit down for an hour. I didn't want to take time out of the, you know, the holiday week to do this podcast. So I was just like, you know what, let's just go over there, have fun. You know, I'll have him on another time for sure. So, I hope everybody had a Merry Christmas. Everybody had a good, or whatever you celebrate. I can't just single out Christmas there because it's, I don't know, everybody celebrates something different, but I hope everybody had a good holiday week, and I hope you got everything you asked for. You know, you got to spend time with your family. Like I said, this is the first time I didn't get to go home for, this is the first time I haven't been home for Christmas in like 9 years, so it actually wasn't too bad. I mean, like, I know Baltimore City is like shut down right now, so I know that there was like maybe like not a lot to do, but there's always next year, and I hope that you know, things are different going into 2021. I hope that things are different in 2021, because I know that we're all getting sick of this fucking COVID-19 fucking coronavirus lockdown quarantine fucking bullshit. All right, so I know I speak for everyone when I say that, but there's always next year. There's always going to be a Christmas next year, and hopefully I'm still alive for it. Nah, I'm kidding. But speaking of 2021, there's I wanted to kind of take this time to, you know, to use the last episode of 2020 to kind of get serious on this platform. And for the first time ever, I'm going to like talk seriously. And we'll see how it goes. But no, I wanted to take this time to use this last episode of 2020 to kind of express the things that I did this year, or I'm started to do this year, that I'm going to take into 2021, and then, you know, maybe you can use them too, or maybe you can tell me to fuck off. You don't care. But I want to take this time to kind of get serious on this podcast and tell you about those things. And there's only like three. I picked three main things that I wanted to talk about. Things that I did that I want to share with you that have to do with, you know, like bettering yourself, bettering your company, and just kind of level up and move forward. You know, so getting right into it. The first one that I wanted to bring up is bettering yourself by staying active and being healthy. And I feel like the hardest thing about staying active and being healthy for other people is probably diet. If it's not diet, it's diet. It's exercise. If it's not exercise, it's diet. So if it's diet, you kind of want, in my opinion. So everything I'm saying here, this is just the shit that I did and the shit that I think. This is unlicensed. But professional, unlicensed professional help, okay, free of charge. Anyways, so if it's not diet, it's exercise, and it's not exercise, it's diet. So, I feel like if I was giving out advice, I would say you want to first establish a healthy diet. You know, if you're always finding yourself eating out like at restaurants and, you know, like stuff like that, or get, you know, ordering like food or DoorDash or Uber Eats and et cetera, you can save. First of all, you can save a lot more money if you buy your food and you cook food yourself. Yes, it does take time, but it's a lot. It doesn't take that much time. Food prep doesn't take that much time. It'll take 20 minutes, whatever you're making. It'll maybe take 20, 30, 35 minutes out of your evening to make food for maybe the whole week. I can cook lunch and dinner for an entire week, and it'll take me 25 minutes. But that's me eating probably the same thing. the entire week. But anyways, I'm getting a little off the beaten path here. Establish a healthy diet. Find out what works for you. Find out what the healthy options that you like to eat, and find out what works for you, and kind of stick with it. And then you don't have to be a robot about it either, because I'm not a robot about it either. I mean, like I will be, you know, like if it's the spring summer months, 100%, I'm doing that shit like Monday through like Saturday, and then like Saturday night, you know, like I'll do whatever. And then, like, Sunday is just, like, no holds barred, like, whatever. I'll just eat. I'm not going to go crazy, but, you know, you get the point. So, anyways, that's kind of what I want to say about that. Establish a healthy diet and stick with it for the most part. You don't have to, like I said, you don't have to be a robot about it. Just kind of find out what works for you. Bam, do that shit. Now I'm just repeating myself. Establish a workout routine. So, like I said, this is, if it's not diet, it's exercise. I know a lot of people say that they gain. I think there was like a statistic this year that like I think like the average person gained like 10 to 12 pounds or something like that for like just from like, you know, not being able to go to the gym and like quarantine weight or whatever the fuck. So, and I've said this, you know, in a few episodes ago, it doesn't have to be, especially now that we're all still teleworking and doing all that other shit. It doesn't have to be, oh, I can't work out now, I can't do this. You can still run outside. You can go to YouTube on your phone, on your iPad, on your laptop, on your smart TV, and pull up an at-home HIIT workout. You know? So it doesn't have to be just, oh, I'm sitting around, I can't go to the gym, I can't do that. You can still be active. You can 100,000% still be active during, you know, this year and, you know, going into next year. Me personally, I like to do HIIT workouts. I started doing HIIT workouts outside, and you can do HIIT. That's the thing about HIIT workouts. You don't need to be in a gym to do it. So you can do HIIT workouts outside. You can do HIIT workouts in your living room. And that's what I've been doing on days I telework if I'm not driving to the gym, because the gym I go to is still open. But and I've tweeted these, I've made these workouts up myself, and I've kind of collected, either if I didn't make them myself, I kind of took bits and pieces of fitness athletes that I follow on Instagram and like, you know, Twitter and etc., and like YouTubers and stuff, and I've kind of just made my own. So I've put these HIIT workouts on Twitter, and you can go on there and grab them. But staying in my opinion, once you work out, like in the morning or whenever you decide to work out, it's once you get done, you feel like you have the rest of the day to just kind of do whatever, because you know that you worked out. So because me, like I'm not a morning workout guy unless it's like cardio in the morning, you know, like in like spring or summer or whatever. So when I do that, I like whenever I get that accomplished, I feel like the rest of the day is just like mine. And I'll even go and then I'll go lift weights at lunch, you know. So my point is, it's kind of like weird, like being serious on this podcast, because I feel like I can rant and ramble about stuff that I know nothing about a lot better than stuff that I actually do. I can formulate my words a lot better when I'm just talking like an asshole. Anyways, okay. So yeah, just kind of just be like, if you want to work out Monday, maybe start off small Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, bam. And then once that gets easy, maybe do a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and then just work up to what's comfortable for you. But staying active and having a healthy diet is going to make you feel so much better than just sitting around and ordering DoorDash and watching Netflix for like weeks on end, you know? So That's just my opinion. And also, I guess like when you're establishing a workout routine, you kind of want to decide like what workout style, I guess you could say, is best for you, because not everybody likes lifting weights. Not everybody likes doing HIIT workouts. Not everybody likes. Me personally, I hate running outside. I never have liked running outside. So I prefer to do my running on a treadmill. So if you have a treadmill, you have a fucking Peloton bike or whatever the hell. It's different for everybody. So you kind of want to find out what's good, what works for you. But at the same time, you want to challenge yourself. So if one week you have a bike and one week you're doing, oh, I'm just gonna bike. I think the average like spin cycles is like 18 miles. So if one week you start off 10 miles and that gets easy for you, next week go 11, go 12, go, you know what I'm saying? Go start to challenge yourself physically and push the limits, and you'll be surprised how far you can, you'll be surprised how far you can go. And if you have an Apple Watch, that's just going to me. I bought an Apple Watch this past summer. And every little, if I go out, if I know I'm going to be walking for like over a mile, if I know I'm going to, you know, like do this on the third, everything I do, I clock it on my watch. I clock every workout on my watch, because I'm like, all right, let's see like what I can do with it. And then next time I know that I did this, I burned these many calories in this amount of time doing this workout, I'm going to try to beat that the next time, you know? So just kind of, you want to, just challenge. Find out what you like to do and what you enjoy doing, and then challenge yourself. And then lastly, in the realm of, you know, staying active, being healthy, you want to. It's extremely hard to stay motivated, and especially if you're just starting out. But I always tell people that you. Once you start to see results, that's kind of like the snowball. That's like the snowball of the entire thing. Once you start to see results, the fruits of your labor and, you know, the results of your hard work, that's when you pick up momentum and you don't stop. I know that like I'm used to it now, because like I do, like I've been doing the same diet, almost the same exercises every summer for like the past like, or spring and summer for the last like 3 years now. But that first time, the first time that I did it in 2017, I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know like where I was going with the diet and exercise. I had everything planned out, you know, made it myself, and I had everything planned out. But I didn't know like what I should be here. I should be at this point, you know, like physique wise, I guess you could say at this point in the diet, I should be at this weight at this point in the diet. But an exercise. But once I started seeing like, you know, like veins, you know what I'm saying? Once I started getting more vascular, and once I started, you know, feeling more lighter, and once I started, you know, seeing the abs start popping, that's when I was like, yo, I'm not going to stop. So once, like I said, I tell everybody, I was like, yo, once you start to see results, that's me personally, I feel like that's really what's going to kickstart you to stay in there and stay motivated. And also, there's days when you're not going to feel like working out. And just go. Honestly, like on the days that you don't want to work out, if you're going to the gym, just get up, get out of bed, get off the couch, get dressed, take a pre-workout, and just fucking go. You're going to feel a lot better. You're going to feel a lot better when you're done working out. Even if you don't feel like being there, you're going to feel a lot better when you're done working out, rather than if you had just sat on the couch and just been like, you know what, I could have worked out today. I promise you that. And, yeah, I mean, it really is hard to stay motivated, especially at a time like this when it's just so easy to just sit around and watch Netflix and sit on your couch and scroll through Instagram and scroll through Twitter. You know, just get up, stay active, and you know, if you have a scale, track your weight. Some people don't like to look at the weight. You know, look good, feel good. Do whatever works for you. But at the same time, my point is, stay active, stay healthy, eat healthy, have fun, balance that lifestyle between, you know, gym, diet, exercise, and, you know, booze and french fries and chicken tenders. Because trust me, I love chicken tenders and french fries just as much as the next person. And it's all about balance, though, you know. So anyways, that's the first thing I wanted to bring up. I'm sorry if I'm rambling, and if any of that, well, I'm always rambling on this podcast, but if any of that was kind of jumbled up, because it's weird being serious on this fucking thing and not saying stupid fucking jokes. But anyways, moving forward, the next thing that I wanted to bring up was what I learned to do in 2020, and what I'm definitely going to take into me in 2021 is how to get over or get through the end of relationships. And this relationship I'm talking about, this is like intimate relationship, like people that you like, you know, like, yeah, that's it. Getting over or getting through intimate relationships. So if, say, you know, you're talking to somebody, boy, girl, you know, boy or girl, whatever you're into, things go south, doesn't work out, you know, for whatever reason. And now you have to learn to, now you kind of have to learn to either like coexist physically. If, you know, if that person is at your work, or if they're at your, you know, whatever the fuck, if they're your neighbor, whatever the fuck, if you see them, if you happen to see them on a, you know, on a somewhat daily basis or whatever, or it can be, you know, in social media, that's a big thing, especially this year, is social media. So I would say, me personally, I say, you know, you have to access the answer, you know, is it worth it? Can you be friends? Can you coexist, you know, virtually or in person? Because if not, then you have a decision to make. Me this year, I've been so quick to delete numbers. And by that, I mean, and I usually don't delete. I'm not saying it's out of spite, like, no, fuck this person. But like, if the person that I, you know, that I'm, that things didn't work out, if things didn't work out and you've wasted my time, or I've put aside time for you, and then you have neglected that, or what's the word I'm looking for? See, now I have to sound smart. I have to sound smart all of a sudden, you know, talking about all this shit, and I can't fucking do it. No, I'm kidding. So if somebody, what I'm trying to say is if I've set aside time for somebody, and they have not respected that time that I've set aside for them, I won't. It's done. You know what I'm saying? And it's not like I've invested, you know, months and months, you know, within the, like, you know, this person or whatever. It could be off rip. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could be like a Tinder date or a Bumble date, and we could have had plans. If I get stood up, I'll delete that person's number right there, and that's it. I don't care like what happened. You know, I'm not gonna, you know, go back down that path, because it shows me that you didn't care. You know, so I've been mad quick to delete numbers. Because it's just me personally, it's just not worth it. I'm not going to continue to let somebody have my time when they are showing no respect to my schedule, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And also, next, that kind of brings it to like social media. And this is a big one. This is a big one that I've definitely learned throughout, like, over the last few years, not only this year, but over the last few years, is that if you get intimately involved with somebody and then things don't work out, but you still follow them, you're still friends with them on, you know, Facebook, and you still follow each other on Instagram, you still follow each other on Twitter, no matter how long this, you know, that this intimate relationship lasted, you're still, me personally, I think you still might have feelings for that person, only because they're the most recent. So the biggest thing is, if you want to mute this person, like on Instagram, you can do it on Facebook too, and Twitter. Yeah. So you have to decide if you want to mute this person, block this person, or unfollow this person, or if you can, you know, see their tweets and see their posts and see their pictures. If you feel like you can handle that mentally, by all means, and, you know, don't, then you don't have to do any of that. I like to, me personally, I like to mute I'll go with the mute until the other person unfollows me. Then it's a mutual party. You unfollow me, I unfollow you. But like for instance, I have my ex girlfriend mute. I have had my ex girlfriend muted on Instagram. It's not the fact that I'm still, you know, laying in bed every night and, you know, thinking about her or nothing like that. It's the fact that we both have decided, and we broke up 3 years ago, so like it's super like in the past, but we both have decided that we have both moved on. So it's kind of like you can do your thing over there from afar, and I'll do my thing over here, and I don't want to see it, and I don't want to hear it. But there's also one day where it's the we didn't end on bad terms, so it's not like because once you delete somebody or once you unfollow. Excuse me. Once you unfollow somebody on like social media, that's kind of like, fuck off. You're out of my life. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what it is in 2020. These days, you want to follow on somebody on Instagram, it's like deletos from the entire life. So, but like I said, we didn't end on like bad terms. So it's like I'm not gonna unfollow you, but it's also like you can do your thing and I'll do my thing over here. So it's like, you know, hear no evil, I see no evil. And that's the kind of thing that's what I kind of use the mute thing for, you know, unless it's somebody who's just annoying the fuck out of you. Anyways, I digress. And then like blocking, that's kind of, I kind of use that for, I don't really use that unless it's like things do end on bad terms, you know. Muting is more like a mutual parting. Muting is more of a mutual parting of ways. Blocking is like we can literally no longer coexist. So don't talk to me. I don't want to talk to you. That's kind of where I go with blocking. And then unfollowing, that's just kind of like it's kind of like in between muting. For me, it's kind of like in between like muting and blocking. So I'll usually just unfollow somebody if it's like, yo, like that's like deleting somebody's number. It's like there's nothing left, you know, like there's nothing left that we have to, you know, talk about, or I don't have to see what the fuck you're doing because, you know, that's kind of it. And I've had an intimate relationship this year that kind of ended abruptly. You know, we just weren't on the same page, and we both, like for instance, we both unfollowed each other on Instagram and on Twitter, and that's just kind of the way it works out. It wasn't like I don't think that it didn't end on, you know, well, it kind of did, whatever. Anyways, it called for an unfollowing, and that's just how it works, you know. So my point being that I feel like a lot of people make mistakes of still following people on after an intimate relationship doesn't work out. They run into the mistake of still following somebody on social media. And the flip side, on the other side of the coin of not muting, blocking, or unfollowing somebody, it's like you might not be ready. You might not be moved on from that person. That person might be moved on from you. So the second that this person, you know, finds somebody else, for instance, and then they post a picture of them and that other person, that's just gonna fuck you up. And you may or may not be strong enough to, you know, whatever. But me personally, I know that if it's recent. I'm the type of person that, like, if it's recent for me and I'm still, you know, like, if it's, what am I trying to say here? If it's recent for me and I see the best person, like, you know, like, post something, it kind of messes with my head a little bit. So that's why I will immediately mute, block, or unfollow somebody. You know, I choose not to dance with that mamba jamba, you know? Anyways, moving forward, so I haven't done this in a while because I just feel like it's kind of like weird. But drunk texting. So I feel like this is more of the thing for the ladies. I feel like girls drunk text a lot more than guys. I could be wrong. But I don't know. When I'm out drinking, or if I'm like, if I'm out drinking with like friends, or like if I'm out somewhere, like I'm not really on my phone. But and the thing is, I there's not really. I haven't done this in so long, so I don't really know what a corrective like fix action for this is, except for maybe just delete. I guess just delete this person's number. You gotta kind of backtrack a few steps on this and just delete that person's number. Or just be conscious, and I don't know. There's not really, you got to, I guess it's all about willpower on this one, you know. Because if you get, what am I trying to say here? If you get to the point where you're drunk texting somebody that you should be trying to get over, then you could say something completely fucking harsh, or you could say something that you shouldn't, that you really do mean, it might not be mean at all, but you really shouldn't have said it, you know. So then you just kind of make things worse. So I don't know, I don't really know how to kind of, you know, avoid this, or, you know, just don't get drunk and text that person. Don't get drunk and text your ex. It's really never a good thing, because then you're gonna wake up in the morning and then they may or may not have. Either way, there's no good outcome to drunk texting, like your ex, whatever. Because if you say something that's, you know, harsh, or you say something that's not, say something that you really do feel and you shouldn't have said, you wake up in the morning and either they responded. If they responded, it's fucked. If they didn't respond, you're fucked. Then you just look dumb. If you say something harsh and they respond, now you're in a fight. If you say something harsh and mean and cruel and they didn't respond, now you look fucking dumb. So just take that. That's my fix action on that, you know. That's my advice on that. It's not going to work out. there's no positive outcome. Anyways, moving forward again. I feel like definitely this is probably the biggest thing about, you know, getting over and getting through intimate relationships, is that everybody, a lot of us are kind of, there's not much to do now, you know, since everything's closed. So a lot of us have a lot more time on our hands, right? So Friday nights and Saturday nights this year are a lot different than Friday nights and Saturday nights last year. So the time that you may have spent out with your friends and doing, you know, this, then the third, you might be spending inside by yourself watching Netflix, and it's gonna get a little lonesome, you know. And especially now in the winter, it's cuffing season. Yo, like this is like prime, like 2020 and going into 2021 and winter and going into cuffing season. This is like prime text your ex fucking climate. All right, and my advice on this is to just stay busy with hobbies. That's kind of like how I kind of, you know, have occupied that space of, you know, like that occupied that headspace, you know, is stay busy with hobbies, try out new things, start a podcast, I've been at a podcast, but I started a Twitch stream. Started studying, you know, study for promotion, or you know, do extra work stuff, take extra classes, do something that's going to keep that headspace productive. And what was it again? I just lost my train of thought. Something that's gonna keep you busy. And find new hobby, pick up new hobbies that's gonna occupy your time, so you're not sitting there wondering what's he doing, what's she doing. Let me text him because I'm lonely, you know. Better yourself by picking up new hobbies and learning new skills. So even if it's just like one thing I started doing, I started watching just like how to stuff on YouTube, and just like I said, just pick up different skills, you know. Don't just sit around and start to think like, oh, I wonder what they're doing, wonder what she's doing. Because the second you just text, you hit him with that hey shit, nah, it's done. I'm telling you, it's done. It's a wrap. Because I'm telling you, that person, even if they are thinking about you, it ended for a reason, you know? So don't try to hold on to hope, I guess is the moral of this, you know, this this tier, whatever the fuck you want to call it, you know, just it ended for a reason. Some things aren't always worth fighting for. Some things are. I'm not saying, like, oh, as soon as, like, stuff goes awry, run for the hills, you know, pack that shit up and, you know, bring it in. Hit the showers, boys, you know? Know when to quit, I guess I should say. And know yourself and know your worth and know your time. You know what I'm saying? If somebody's not giving you the time that you think that you deserve, you know, that's it. That's the end of that shit, you know? I don't know. I feel like I'm just kind of beating a dead horse here, you know? But, yeah, decide if it's worth it. If you have to delete their number, do it. If you have to mute them, block them, unfollow them on social media. And like I said, that's, like, the biggest thing because we all have so much time now. And just sit. I find myself, my screen time is, like, insane now compared to like, a few months ago when I was just, like, you know, when I was, like, deployed or, you know, this doing this and the third. Because I feel like I've just had more time to be on social media. So, yeah, if you have to mute them, block them, unfollow them, do that shit. And because I'm telling you, you start seeing stuff. You start seeing what they're doing. It's going to fuck with your head, you know. Don't drunk text. And like I said, you know, pick up new hobbies. Pick up new skills. Learn new things. Stay busy and stay productive. And I think that's just my advice, you know. And the last thing I wanted to go over, and I think this is like the biggest thing that I learned about this year is friendships is in the arena of friendships and keeping good company, right? So this year I've had to cut off a few, not a lot of people, but I've had to cut off a handful of people, I should say. And by cut off, I don't mean, well, in some of these instances, I do mean, like, completely cut off. Like, we no longer have correspondences with, and another thing, and the other side of that coin is, of cut off is, I mean, I realize that some people aren't as good as friends as I thought. So it's like you've been kind of demoted to an acquaintance. It's like when I see you, I'll see you, but I'm never going to go out of my way to talk to you type deal. Our relationship has changed. So honestly, like it's tough. Like cutting somebody off, especially a person who you thought was like one of your friends. It could be an acquaintance. It could be a friend or a best friend. It's not always easy, and people always be like, "Oh yeah, how can you? Oh, you're just gonna cut them off like that?" It's not easy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like ending a friendship isn't easy. I feel, and it's not gonna. It might not hurt the other person, but me personally, I didn't want to. You know, I can think of like two people right off the bat that I no longer have correspondences with, and it's not something I was like eager to do. I was like, I can't wait to just fucking, you know. To not talk to you anymore, you know what I'm saying? Like, cause it's like, yo, these people were like my good friends. You know, one of them was one of my best friends, and one of them was a person that I thought we've always had a very great friendship. And you know, it's kind of like ending a relationship, but just not like intimate. You know, like it still sucks. That's what I'm trying to say, you know, and cutting people off still sucks, but sometimes you just have to do it. And for me, friendships is all about, it's kind of like, it's kind of like relationships. You have certain expectations, right? There's certain expectations for you and your best friend. You have certain expectations between you. So wait, let me back up real quick. You have certain expectations in an intimate relationship from you and your partner, right? It goes the same with you and your best friend. It goes the same with you and your friend. It goes the same for you and an acquaintance. And one of those things is kind of like, me personally, I like to have, if I'm talking to one of my best friends, right, or just any friend, kind of like in general, you know, except for an acquaintance. But I digress. the conversations that I have with my friends and my best friends is kind of like my close friends and my best friends. I think that they should always be it should always be a 50-50 conversation. It should never be I call you, I FaceTime you, and then it's like I call you to talk about myself, or you talk to me, you call me to talk about yourself, you know? It should be like, hey, how are you doing? I'm doing fine. Hey, so I saw you do this. How was that? Oh, it was good. How did that thing that you did go? You know, it shouldn't be like, you know, you call somebody up. Hey, how's it going? And then it's like, I've learned everything that, you know, you've done in the past month. And then I start to talk about one thing that happened in my life. And then it's like, you fucking shut off and you don't even care. You know what I'm saying? So I like me. That's an expectation that I have. In, you know, of my close friends and my best friends. An acquaintance, not so much. It's kind of like, all right, like, I'll talk to you when I talk to you, but, like, I'm not really looking for anything, like, you know, in that conversation. So I'm an acquaintance. And you might disagree, but I'm just saying that this is my fucking show. No, I'm saying, this is the stuff that I believe in, and it helped me get through the year. And I'm just giving it to you. So, and also it's kind of like if you're doing stuff for your friends, if you're doing stuff for your friends or your best friends, and you can't honestly sit there and say, yo, they would do this for me too, like 100%, they would do it for me, they've done it for me too. Fuck them, and that's just my opinion. Fuck them, you know. It should always be like, it shouldn't just be like, yo, like, I'll do whatever for this person, and I'll do whatever for that person, and then you get nothing in return, or you don't think that, like, yo, this person would never do this for me, or this person never, you know, never does this and has never done that, you know? So that's kind of like those are kind of like the expectations that I have between, you know, like me and like my close friends and my best friends. And that's why I had to meet, and that's why I had to cut a few of these people off. It's just the fact that I'm not, you know, like, the friendship wasn't 50-50, you know what I'm saying? I don't even think it was 60-40, and it was just so far fucked that I was like, you know what, I'm done, like, kind of like, you know, giving my person this time and always being like kind of like a sounding board, you know. Every time I would, like, talk to him, one of them was like, every time I would speak to him, it was just one-sided, and it was just kind of like, oh, I don't have time. I've given this person this much of my time on this instance, and it's like I only ask for the same thing back, you know. And if I'm consistently, you know, not getting that time back, I guess I should say, then it's like, yo, we're obviously not as good friends as I thought we were. And the conversations too. Conversation was the same way. Conversation was like steady 80-20. So I was like, you know what? It's kind of like, you're not really at that point. What are you doing for me? You know, what are you doing for me? Because I'm giving you my time, my energy, and, like, you know, this, that, and the stuff. But what are you giving back? Nothing. So now it's you've become almost dead weight, you know. And, you know, it goes for a few other people that I had to cut off. And like I said, cutting off people is not fun. And I never really, like, seek to cut people off, but. That's the way that it's got to go, you know. Also, keep people around you that challenge you. Keep people around you that challenge you and your ideas. So if you come up with, yeah, hey, like, you know, if you come up with an idea, something that you really want to do, let some of your friends tell, you know, like, not tell you no, you can't do that, but let them kind of be like, hey, well, what about this? Think about this point of failure. This could happen. Or have you thought about doing it this way? Have people around you that challenge you and your new ideas, and don't surround yourself with fucking yes men. That's basically what it comes down to, you know. I feel like that's one of the things that I fell into years ago. I kind of, you know, gotten better at it, but surrounding yourself with fucking yes men, you know, people that just everything you do, they just fucking they clap their hands and they're just like, you know what? Yeah. Nah, like you really do need people to challenge your ideas and challenge your thoughts and, you know, X, Y, Z, because if you surround yourself with yes men, the farther you go into life, you're just gonna expect people to fucking suck your dick, you know? And that's not how it should be. Me personally, I don't think that's how it should be. So like I said, keep people around you that, you know, that challenge your ideas, and keep company around you that you can directly, at the same time, you can directly and indirectly learn from. And what I mean by that, by directly and indirectly, is, for instance, like Richie, for example, this dude will spit knowledge to me about, you know, real estate and finances, because he's super well versed in that. So like, he'll tell me about all this stuff, tell me about all that stuff, and I can directly learn from him, you know. And even like Risky, like that, like you heard him on the interview. This dude's a fucking genius, and him and I will FaceTime, and he'll be like, "Dude, you should do your podcast like this, or like you should download this software and you can do that." I'm directly learning from these friends, you know. And indirectly is just maybe just like if somebody, you have a friend that dresses well, I guess, you know. If you have a friend that just dresses well, you can just kind of look at them and, what the fuck is going on outside? Okay. You can just kind of indirectly learn from somebody and how they dress, if that's it, or, you know, how they cook, or, you know, just do certain things, whether it be when you're with them, whether it be on social media, you know, X, Y, and Z. Keep people around you that ask, this is one of the most important things, and I've definitely learned and learning and taking into 2021, 1000%, is keeping people around you that actually care about your well-being, care about your wealth and your well-being, and that actually check in on you and ask you, how are you doing? What's up? You know, now that, like, cause I personally never used to do this either. I always just been, if one of my buddies is like, yo, like, feeling this type of way, I'll just be like, oh yeah, same, dude, like, you know. But like, now that I'll actually, if one of my friends, you know, hits me up and says, yo, I've been feeling kind of sad lately, or, you know, I've been feeling kind of lonely lately, I'll, you know, ask them, what's up, are you good? Because especially with, like, you know, with like my guy friends, it's like, that's not something that none of us were really, like, I guess, like, I don't want to say brought, I guess, like, brought up to talk about, but I guess it's kind of like a social thing. It's like, yo, like, if you're feeling sad or lonely, it's like, yo, like, be a fucking tough guy, you know, tough it out. But like, no, plenty, like, with my closest friends, like, we'll talk about that shit, you know. And I've just, you know, like I said, I've just recently started doing that, like, basically, like, this year, is if one of my friends just hits me up and says, I'm feeling this type of way, yo, what's up, are you good? Like, yo, you know, you just let, you know, you can always hit me up if you're feeling some type of way. Because I go through the same shit too, you know what I'm saying? I get lonely too. I get sad too, you know? And I'll tell my friends about that shit, and we'll talk about it. I was just talking to my buddy Dan, like 2 weeks ago. And him and I talked for 2 hours about basically like our mental health, our mental state, and the shit that, you know, that we used to do, the shit that we used to say, and all this other stuff. And it was a good conversation. I got done that conversation talking with him, and I felt so much fucking better, you know. Talk to your friends about how they feel. Talk to your friends about how they feel and how the fuck they're doing and how they've been, you know. And keep people around that fucking ask you the same shit, you know. Even if that's like the only, like, you only have like that thing that you, that thing with that friend is the only thing you talk about, is like, you know, your mental state and like your psyche and stuff. And then that's your relationship with that person, you know. So that's, I don't know, that's kind of one of the most important things that I've learned, especially this year, that I'm definitely 1000%, you know, going to keep up and, you know, take in the new year, you know. And even it goes as far as like little things, you know, just be like, if you're in like a group chat and the group chat's been kind of like weak lately, yo, like mad times, I have a group chat with, you know, with a few friends, and I'll hit them up and I'll be like, yo, I miss you guys. And it's just like little stuff like that. And it just kind of just gets everybody talking. Cause you never really know what somebody else is going through. You know, even if it's like they could be your best friend. They could be one of your close friends. You never really know like what anybody's feeling. somebody have a bad week, and, you know, like, just saying that you miss somebody or hope you have a good day may go a long way, you know? So, I just lost my train of thought. Basically, like, when it comes down to, like, friendships and stuff like that and good company, it comes down, Richie told me this when we were in Kuwait, and I'll never, for some reason, I'll never forget that he said this, but he said, if you're not hyping me, fuck out the way, you know, like, if you're not hyping me, you can fuck off. And it's kind of like, that's kind of it. You want everybody, think of it as like, I kind of think of it as like a team. I kind of look as my friends as a team. Sorry, I had to drink some water there. I'm actually not drinking on this. Look at this. You know, we're bringing in the end of 2020, right? I'm not drinking on a podcast. I'm not boozing it up. I'm drinking some fucking Nestle Pure Life. Took my vitamins this morning. Anyways, sorry. Yeah, he said, if you're not hyping me, get the fuck out the way. You know, fuck off. And that's kind of, I like to think about my friends as kind of like a team, you know? What the fuck, where was I going with that? Yeah, if your friends aren't going to like be there to help you grow, if your friends and your company aren't there to help you grow and they're just kind of dead weight, me personally, I won't hesitate. I tell you right now, I will not fucking hesitate to cut somebody off. I will not hesitate to fucking delete somebody's number. If we don't have a mutual relationship, and maybe the thing is like, maybe I could be the person that somebody needs to cut off, and I'm cool with that, you know? And I'm cool with that, because everybody, you gotta do what you gotta do, you know? I could sit here and be like, oh, you need to keep people around that do this, keep people around that make you feel good, and X, Y, and Z, and maybe I offer none of those things, and maybe you need to fucking cut me off, I don't know, but please don't. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, if you don't have friends and company that help you grow, it's kind of like an assessment that you need to make, you know, because I don't have time for fucking dead weight. I don't have time for people. I don't have the fucking patience anymore for people wasting my fucking time. And that's honestly just how it is. Like, I feel like we all need a fresh start. Excuse me. We all need a fresh start coming this new year, and things might not even fucking change that much, which is like the most fucked up thing. But there's certain things that you can control, especially going into the new year. There's things that you can control, and it's who you hang out with, who you give your time to, who you give your energy to, and you know how you choose to help, how you choose to allow people to spend your time and your energy to. You know, so I feel like it's always evolving too. Like, there's still people that I'm just kind of like, you know, like, I'll talk to you, I'll talk to you. I'm learning. One of the biggest things I do, like, this I've started doing, like, lately, is just asking my friends, like, questions about stuff that I know nothing about, you know, like, stuff that I never learned, or, hey, how do you do this, or what do you use for this? Like, my friend Jerice, I've known her for almost 10 years, I think. No, wait. Yeah, I've known her for about 8-9 years, and, she's one of my black friends, and she's been giving me like mad advice on like, yo, use this shampoo, use this lotion, put this in your hair, like, you know what I'm saying? Because I was adopted, so, you know, spoiler alert, I was adopted and I was raised by white people, so like I never really got like that kind of like, you know, knowledge growing up. But she's a little bit older, she's a few years older than me. And she knows how it is. So I've been hitting her up lately and been like, hey, like, you know, what do you do for your hair? What do you do for your skin? Same with, like, I'll hit my sister, like, my biological sister. I'll hit her up and be like, hey, what do you, like, do? I'm just trying to just gain, like, as much knowledge, you know, as I can from, like, the people around me. And it's just, like I said, like, there's little things that other people have to offer. Take that shit in, you know? Take that shit in and learn shit, you know? I'm all about... That's why I save this thing for last, is because I feel like it's probably the most important. I put this over, I mean, they're all important, but I feel like out of the three of, you know, staying active, being healthy and exercising, and, you know, getting over, being able to get through intimate relationships, I feel like choosing your friends wisely and choosing your company wisely has to be the most important, because I always said, like, when I was younger, I was like, you gotta surround yourself with fucking wolves, you know? Like, if you want to eat, you gotta surround yourself with wolves. So, and that's just kind of one thing that I've learned that I'm gonna just definitely take into the new year. And I wanted to share all these things with you. I know that this was, like, super, like, jumbled up, and I don't even know if I got my point across effectively, but I hope you guys at least get the point of what I'm trying to say, and take all these things into consideration. Take all these things into consideration. If you're a person who, you know, you've been kind of struggling with getting over your ex, if you're, just to kind of recap here, if you're like the type of person to, you know, get over your ex, having trouble getting over your ex. How many times am I going to fucking say it, huh? If you're the type of person that is having trouble getting over your ex, you know, just make decisions, you know. Can you got at this point, if you're still seeing their fucking post, block them, mute them, or unfollow them, you know, do something. Make that move, because it's not worth it. It's not worth it just fucking every day, you know, just having that on your mind, you know. If you're a person that's wants to lose weight and you want to make a change, you want to make a change in your lifestyle, and, you know, get up and exercise more and eat healthier, yo, just do it. Honestly, just go ahead and do it, and don't fucking stop. And once you start seeing those results, you won't stop. Honestly, you know, it becomes addicting, and it becomes robotic, and it's also, like, that's not always a bad thing. You know, so lastly, I can't even stress this enough. I cannot stress this enough is, you know, choosing your friends wisely and cutting off the dead weight, and keeping people around you that are good company, and they can actually help you grow. And do the same thing for your fucking friends. I'm telling you, man, like, do the same thing for your friends. Be a good friend. It's not hard to be a good friend. It's really not hard. It's really not hard to be a good friend. Listen and just fucking give the time back. Give that time back that your friends are giving you. Get right back to them, you know? Anyways, I'm going to stop ranting. I'm going to stop ranting here, because I'm just going to keep saying the same things over and over again. It's so hard. Like I said, it's so hard to, like, be serious on here and, like, not actually joke around and, like, tell stupid jokes and stuff like that and say stupid shit. But nah, I hope I got my point across. Anyways, let's move forward and let's relax a little bit, and let's get into this week's peeve of the week. All right, the anger management is coming along. I feel like I had a very good week, and I might actually start going to therapy here in 2021. We'll see. But, this week's peeve of the week, all right? And this just occurred to me last night, and it was kind of like a 1A, 1B type deal. And like I said in the last episode, I'm not going to yell. I'm going to convey this calmly and successfully. Lyft drivers and Uber drivers, shut up. I can't cuss either. Shut up. Shut up, all right? When I get into, like, when I get off an airport, or like, or when I get off of a flight and I leave the airport and I'm getting a Lyft somewhere, or, you know, if I'm going to wherever the hell and I'm getting into, you know, a Lyft or an Uber, I don't want to have conversation. I want you to ask me how my night's going. I'm going to ask you how your night's going, and then I want you to say good. I'll say good, and then, like, that's it. I don't want to have conversation the entire effing ride. I promise you I don't. So stop talking to me, okay? And is that rude? Probably. Is that shallow? Probably. But I think I'm speaking for a large amount of people when I say Lyft drivers and Uber drivers, shut the hell up, all right? Stop it. Because I'm not looking for combo. When I get into the damn Lyft, all right? When I get into the Lyft or the Uber, all I want to do is sit in the back and just, like, text. I want to be on my phone. I want to be, like, engulfed in my phone and look out the window. I just don't want to have conversation, you know? And also, this goes into 1B is my Lyft driver yesterday wasn't wearing a damn mask. And I didn't notice it until I was like 2 minutes into the ride. I looked up and I was like, I was talking to him and I looked at him and I was like, this dude's not wearing a mask. And I was like, okay, this is, you know, I didn't say anything like to him. I didn't like say anything like, you know, like directly to him, like in the back seat, like, oh, you should be wearing a mask, because he looked like he could probably kill me. But I did like, you know, make a note of that in like in the review or whatever. I said, wear an effing mask. I promise you, I put that in the review, in the comments, wear a effing mask. I actually did say fuck in the review, but for all intents and purposes. But yeah, that's just my pet peeve of the week, is that Lyft drivers and Uber drivers who talk way too much. And it's just like, you talk to people all, you've been talking to people all night. Aren't you tired of, you know, having conversation? Don't you want to not have conversation? Aren't you hoping the next person that gets into this car isn't talking your ear off? You know, I don't get it, because I don't, it drains my energy having like a 20-25 minute ride and just talking to this stranger about like stuff that I'm not even interested in. They just keep going on and on and on. And I always sit back there. I try to like get my point across. I'll hit him with the, nah, that's crazy. That's like all I say. I'm just like, yo, I'm giving you nothing, but you're still talking. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, this concludes Unscripted for 2020. I know I've only done like 5 episodes for this year, because I was gone more than half the year, and then I didn't like pick this back up for like another like month or so. But anyways, I digress. I hope everyone had a Merry Christmas, and hope everyone has a Happy New Year, because I'm not gonna have another episode until I think like what, like January like 4th, I think is next week. January 4th. So I'm not gonna hear from me until after the New Year. So I hope everyone has a safe New Year, and hopefully everything just hopefully things change. I hopefully you take what I said and you use some of those tools to kind of better yourself going into the new year, because we all need a change of pace. And everybody stay safe out there. Peace and love. Happy New Year. And subscribe, rate, review, preferably 5 stars or fuck off. You make sure to follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Dante_410. Make sure you follow the Unscripted Instagram at UnscriptedOfficial. And that's it for this week. That's it for this year. I will catch you next week with another new episode. Peace and love. Stay safe.